CNN News Selection number 2, A Different London Tube.
You might live here in London and never know it's right beneath your feet. For decades, the Royal Mail delivered letters via an underground system that's been abandoned for years. From Tuesday, it'll be the city's newest tourist attraction, though. CNN's Nick Glass takes us for a ride.
Carefully descending, about 25 metres underground, to an eerie subterranean world that few people knew existed and fewer have ever seen. A web of miniature tunnels burrowed deep down into the London clay and spread right across the capital. This is the old British Post Office railway network. Two tracks and a line that runs for 10 extraordinary kilometres. The men pushing the locomotive are the last of the maintenance crew.
We run right under central London and it's amazing that nobody ever knew we were here.
I mean, it's a tube, half-scale tube. We talk to other people and they say it's a bit spooky or a bit eerie, but to us it's like our front room.
But what a front room! A warren of tunnels, most less than 3 metres high, some just 2 metres. The place feels abandoned with the deadness of a catacomb. After 75 years of service, the mail train was shut down in 2003. 1,000 tons of cast iron rail track left to rust, and thin-fingered stalactites left dripping from the roof. This is a small railway with a proud history. From the beginning in 1927, operating with the world's first driverless electric trains, up to 4 million letters a day, shifting across London to various sorting offices. Part of the great social network of its day, the Royal Mail. The tunnels were dug by hand, by pickaxe and shovel, and took over 3 years to build, rib after cast iron rib. The post office slogan was speed, speed, speed. The trains never stopped, operating day and night, 24 hours a day. Ray Middlesworth has worked down here for 30 years. His wife grew up in central London, and until she met Ray, had always thought her childhood home was haunted. There were unexplained noises in the basement.
She told me she lived in Rugby Street, and I thought, our railway goes underneath Rugby Street. And when I checked the ordnance survey map, we went directly underneath their house. So the vibrations and noise they heard in the dead of night were our trains rumbling by underneath.
The tunnels have been silent now for 13 years or so. A brand new battery-powered train will be back on the tracks down here. And rather than letters, it will carry tourists for the first time and be used to help tell the 500-year-old history of the British Postal Service. Nick Glass, CNN, underground in London.